This podcast is about assets, one of the elements of the financial statements. These elements are assets, liabilities, owner's equity, revenue and expenses. So there's five elements that you have to be aware of. There goes a tram out the front. And assets is the first one we're about to look at. Assets. Let's first of all list some assets. Stock, computer, vehicle, debtor, cash in the bank account, prepaid expenses, fixtures and fittings, that includes curtains and carpets, things like that, premises, investments or deposits made into special bank accounts by the business, and an unusual one is GST owed by the Australian Taxation Office to the business. So there's some common assets that you'll see a lot throughout the year. A definition. Now you've got to have a reasonably good definition on hand, and here's one that the examiners like. Resources controlled by the entity or the business as a result of past events and from which future economic benefits are expected to flow to the business. I'll say that again. Resources controlled by the business as a result of past events and from which future economic benefits are expected to flow to the business. It's worth remembering that one. In fact, if you go to our web page, our class website, there is a link down near the bottom which refers to AASB. That's the Australian Accounting Standards Board. That's the sort of official website for accounting terminology. And so go to that link at some stage soon, and when you get there, find the glossary, look up assets, and confirm that the definition is very similar to the one I've just given you. Of course, it's in your book as well. Let's use an example to further explore this definition. Stock. Stock is a good example because every single business that we deal with in Unit 3 and 4 accounting is to do with trading businesses, and of course, they always have stock as an asset. So economic resources controlled by the entity or the business. Stock is controlled by the business. They have an ownership over the stock. They can control its use when it's sold, for example. So it meets that first part of the definition, economic resources controlled by the entity. Next part, a result of past events. That would be when they purchased the stock. So because they purchased the stock, it doesn't matter whether it was cash or credit. That happened in the past. It might have been a minute ago, might have been a month ago, it doesn't matter. But as a result of a past event, they have the stock, which they control, and from which future economic benefits are expected to flow. The benefit, of course, will flow when they sell the stock. When they sell the stock, it'll create a cash inflow eventually, sometimes via debtors, but eventually there'll be some cash inflow associated from the sale of the stock. So that is the future economic benefit, the inflow of cash. So once again, economic resources controlled by the entity or the business, e.g. stock. The business controls the ownership or the use of the stock. As a result of past events, that is when they actually purchased it today, yesterday, last month, and from which future economic benefits are expected to flow to the business. The future economic benefit will be the inflow of cash eventually from the sale of that stock. So you should be able to sort of fit in any example into that definition. The computer, for example, it's controlled by the entity because the business would own the computer. It's a result of a past event, that is, it purchased the computer some time ago. And the benefit, of course, is that the computer will assist the business manage its affairs and hence contribute to the revenue generation or the sales activity of the business into the future. So there's some sort of benefit to the business from the use of the computer. So here's a list of assets again, common assets that we'll use throughout the year. Stock, computer, vehicle, debtor. Now with debtors are businesses or individuals that owe money to the business. We're not going to look at credit transactions till about chapter 6, I think it is. So it is an asset. It's going to be on the exam, but we don't deal with it for some time. cash or money in the bank. It's often called bank or just cash. Prepaid expenses, that's one that some of you would have seen last year. And once again, we do that one towards the end of Unit 3. So more detail about that one later. Fixtures and fittings, curtains, carpets, shelving, that sort of stuff. Premises owned by the business. Investments, deposits. GST owed by the ATO, that's an unusual one. Usually GST is a liability, but it is possible for GST to be an asset. And that's a situation where over a given period of time, the business pays more on GST than it receives, and the business is entitled to a refund of that difference, and that's an asset. So in first chapter, you'll see GST as an asset quite often. But over the course of the year, GST is almost always a liability situation because that's the way it is in the real world. For most businesses at any point in time, GST is usually a liability, not an asset. So, a list of common assets, a definition of assets. You should look at the AASB link on our webpage to confirm a good definition of assets. And of course, you should realise, of course, that assets will be reported in the balance sheet. So the balance sheet is where you look to find the asset information. It's important to note that the assets we are talking about are the business's assets and not the private assets of the owner. So we don't care whether the owner has a private vehicle or a private plasma TV screen or a private computer, that's irrelevant. The assets in the balance sheet are the business's assets, not the owner's private assets. We exclude private assets from the business's balance sheet. I'm going to repeat that definition again. Resources controlled by the entity as a result of past events and from which future economic benefits are expected to flow. You should be able to write that definition down and remember it. Also in the balance sheet, those assets are going to be recorded at the historical cost, that is the cost at which they are purchased. For example, it might be that they purchased a delivery vehicle a few years ago for $30,000 and it may only be worth $20,000 or $15,000 now, we don't know. In the balance sheet, it is recorded at the cost of the time of the original transaction, the historical cost. Because we can verify that transaction or that value by looking at the original documentation. There is proof of that value. Even though it may not represent an accurate market value today, it's recorded at its original historical cost because we can verify that cost, we can verify that value by documentation at the time of the acquisition. So the balance sheet records assets at the historical cost, and it doesn't list them at what they might sell for today. It's historical cost. We also have to learn how to classify the assets. Assets can be divided up or separated into two major categories. One is current assets and one is non-current assets. Current assets are those assets that the business expects to be converted into cash within 12 months, or the benefit that will flow from the asset is going to occur within 12 months. And the most normal examples we'll see throughout the year are cash, of course, or bank, cash, bank, same thing. Debtors, when we do the credit unit. Stock, always. Every single exercise will have stock. Prepaid expenses, when we do balance day adjustments again. Short-term investments, short-term deposits, that is, the business can access those funds within 12 months. They're the most common current assets in Unit 3. Cash or bank, debtors, stock, prepaid expenses later on, short-term investments. Very early in the course, you'll see GST sometimes as a current asset. That's the unusual situation where, in a given period of time, more GST has been paid than received. So GST can be a current asset, though, as I said earlier, most of the time throughout the year, it'll be a liability. The other classification of assets is non-current assets, sometimes called fixed assets, but non-current assets is the preferred title. And these are assets the business expects to hang on to for more than 12 months, and assets that will contribute to the revenue generation of the business for more than 12 months. So examples would include vehicle, office equipment, the computer, the premises themselves, fixtures and fittings, desks, furniture, that sort of stuff. Long-term investments or deposits, that's where they lock their money away and they can't touch it for at least 12 months or more. So non-current assets, vehicle, office equipment, computer, premises, fixtures and fittings, that sort of stuff. Office equipment, I said. These create a benefit to the business, which will go on for more than 1 year, more than 12 months. So eventually, just you need to be able to recognise quickly whether the asset is a current asset or a non-current asset. And finally, is you need to know the double entry rules for assets. So on the left-hand side, which is called the debit side, there will be any opening balance. For example, if it was a stock account, the opening balance, the value of stock, would be recorded on the debit or left-hand side of the ledger account. And any transaction that works to increase the value of the asset will go on the left or debit side. And any transaction that works to decrease the value of the asset will be recorded on the credit or right-hand side. So the double entry rules for assets, you just have to know this: opening balances on the debit or left-hand side. Any transaction that works to increase the asset will be recorded on the debit or left-hand side. And any transaction that works to decrease the asset will be recorded on the credit or right-hand side. Okay, that's about it. Did you take notes while you listened? If not, why not replay this podcast? It goes for about 12 minutes. And take some notes. You have to know the definition. You have to know the classification. You have to know the double entry rules. So replay this podcast, take some notes, and then after you've finished with this one, then look for the next one, which is perhaps liabilities will be the next one.